Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll close today with the anticlimactic ending tomorrow, probably will be anticlimactic, to Alex Rodriguez's career as a New York Yankee and the questions his story leaves us with about celebrity and cheating, goodness and greatness, fandom and forgiveness, and even Major League Baseball's interest in demonizing him. With us for this is the former New York Times sports columnist George Vesey, who has written many times about A-Rod. A-Rod, hi, George. Welcome back to WNYC.
Always a pleasure.
A lot of great or really good players use performance-enhancing drugs. Why is Alex Rodriguez more villainized than most of them?
Well, I think because he's a recidivist, and he lied so much in the open stage in New York in front of a lot of people. He's Exhibit A, where a lot of the news comes from, and we saw him up close. And even some of his other things, like the feint toward Boston in the middle of his time with the Yankees, he just seemed to rattle people the wrong way and left this impression that he was very much thinking about himself. It wasn't just the drugs.
He was
the self-centeredness was also part of it. But the legacy of the drugs, the stuff he did, the denial, I mean, going to these gyms in Florida, did he think he wouldn't be seen? Did he think he would have been caught? I don't think he has yet gotten to the point in life of understanding the consequences for things he does and says.
Gyms in Florida that were associated with PEDs. Listeners, baseball fans especially, call up and tell us how you see Alex Rodriguez. What kind of a send-off would you give him if you were at tomorrow night's farewell game at Yankee Stadium? What sign would you hold up? What emotions does he spark in you? Is it only anger and pity and disgust? How much mixed with admiration for his skills as a player that are real and his grappling with his shortcomings? What do you want to say about A-Rod as he ends his Yankee career and probably baseball career? What does it say about you as a fan or a person or anything else, your reactions to him if you've followed his career at all over time? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 with George Vesey. He was as contrite as I've ever heard him on WFAN yesterday to the Yankee broadcaster Susan Waldman. Here's a 30-second clip.
I'm upset about the mistakes and disappointed, but I'm even more disappointed that I acted like an ass I doubled down, and it was that whole process was painful. But in the next, how we say it, in the back nine of my career, I hope to be able to pay it forward and let youngsters know about my mistakes, and hopefully they can avoid some of those.
Back nine of his career, I think he's on the green of the 18th hole. But did he kind of admit something there that he hadn't admitted before when he said he was an ass? Because he didn't just take PEDs. He sued. Who did he sue? The Yankees doctor and his own Players Association. What was that?
I don't remember that detail, but there's a long rap sheet. Everything he did turned around as self-serving. And having said that, I realized that my answer to you before was to a question, and I don't want to sound overly judgmental in
yes.
the long run, because I wrote this thing on my website, georgevesey.com, that in the long run, even though I've seen him at his most self-centered over the years, going back to when he broke in Seattle, that I wish him well. I do think he's got a glimmer. You know, if you're not wiser into your 40s than you were as a kid of 18, 19, 20, then nobody's been paying attention. You haven't been paying attention. But I do wish him well. And I think anybody who heard him on television last fall doing some of the games for, I can't even remember which network, knows that in that preening, great athlete in love with himself, is a smart guy who loves the game. This is coming out. People like Brian Cashman are talking about how much he knows, how good he is about the sport. There was a picture the other day or concept of him standing around talking baseball with some other people before a game. If he can harness that, there is, I mean, look, Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds, who can't get into the Hall of Fame because writers won't vote for them with a high enough percentage to get them into the Hall of Fame, they are coaching hitting for two different major league teams. Everybody loves a prodigal son, and I think A-Rod has a path open to him. You know, Pete Rose has blown over and over again by his attitude, but I think A-Rod is smart enough to know that, you know, now's the time you get contrite. And if, you know, not to be simplistic about it, but if he's using the word ass toward himself, you know, God bless him. I hope it leads to other steps. The public will be ready to receive him, adore him, probably starting Friday in Yankee Stadium. And of course, you know, the Yankees, they always have a special day for something. It's the new normal, which is today is, you know, say goodbye to the 1996 heroes or whatever. Yeah. Alex will be back early and often, and you know, he will hear the cheers ringing around in this stadium. I happen to be at the first Old Timers Day in 1947, the end of the season. Wow. First time I was ever in Yankee Stadium. I was a kid. Babe Ruth came out. He was dying of cancer. I mean, the Yankees have been doing it ever since, but now they do it 100 or 81 times a year.
Frederick in Sussex, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frederick. Frederick, we'll try to get back to you. How about... Where did Abe go? Okay, so he hung up. Forgive me. Hank in Fort Lee, you're on WNYC. Hi, Hank.
Hey, Brian. Great show. Hey, George. Always loved your writing. You know, Alex is a human being, and we all say things and do things under the influence of the moment, even alcohol or drugs that we regret later. You know, he's like every human. He has two sides, and he's always been one of the most well-spoken sports people that I've ever seen on TV or heard on radio. And I'm not a Yankees fan. I grew up a Mets fan, but I've seen him play live, and I think he holds himself like a gentleman. And, you know, I know he's had his skunky side, and you know, TMI, he even hit on my ex-wife at certain times. So, you know, I have a little personal story there, but and that was during the Madonna days.
Wait,
but
that should bias you against him. It sounds like you're more biased toward him.
You know, strangely enough, I mean, he's really something else. He's a true specimen. He's a real New Yorker. He's, you know, I'm going to miss him on the playing field. That's all I can tell
you. Hank, thank you very much. What kind of response do you think there will be by the crowd? I've been watching the ticket prices online, and as soon as they announced this on Sunday, it's going to be a farewell game. You know, the StubHub prices shot up sky high, and I see that they've come way back down to close to normal. So I don't know if it's going to be super full like it would have been for, say, a Jeter farewell game. But what do you think the fans are – it's going to be a mix, or what do you think fans are going to do?
If you're asking me, I would like to think that they will cheer him, say goodbye to him, thank him for all the good times. It really is time for that. What are they going to do? Boo him for lying to people, you know, 10, 20 years ago? It's time to say goodbye, and I would think the Yankee fans will be fine about it.
I tend to think the Yankees pushed him out, by the way, when they saw that they could, because they really didn't want him to catch Babe Ruth's career home run total of 714. They want Ruth up there ahead of somebody who is so perceived as a cheater and obnoxious and a liar. Do you think that's a factor?
Well, I certainly think baseball would be the first factor. You know, he can't play anymore. They don't, you know, Joe Girardi, who would play anybody on his roster who would help him, isn't using him. And I take that Girardi's a baseball man. He's not doing it to be judgmental. He just doesn't think Alex can help him. So how long would it take for A-Rod to hit the 19 more home runs that it would take for him to pass Babe Ruth? It could be two seasons. I don't think the Yankees or A-Rod have that kind of time. And you're talking about having him probably about 150. So no, I think it's part of it. But I think more to the point is he's taken a spot on the roster, and it's going to cost them a lot of money anyway, but they might as well have a kid in there who has a future.
Kevin in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You know, I've never been an Alex Rodriguez fan, either as a player or as a person. You know, I love Barry Bonds. I love Mark McGuire. Mark McGuire never did steroids. He did HGH. It wasn't to make him hit a baseball better, to keep him on the field because of his injuries. However, Alex Rodriguez was, like you said, a recidivist. And he continued to take steroids, and people are saying he did it for many, many years. However, I believe the treatment of the Yankees to him and the media's response to him not getting to him getting pushed out, and at the same time not being played by Girardi, mm-hmm. is abysmal.
And Kevin, I'm going to leave it there just because we're going to run out of time, and I want George to have a comment on this. Do you think that the media, and for that matter Major League Baseball, all tried to make the ultimate example of A-Rod more than other players who use PEDs, maybe for MLB to absolve itself of looking the other way for so long and, you know, now trying to get to take down one of its own very big fish or anything like that, where he was singled out more than other PED users? Or do you think it's just fair because he also lied and bullied about it?
I think to some degree it's fair. You can hear the judgmental layer in me as a reporter. I think of all the people who've lied to me, you know, Lance Armstrong, whom I kind of like still, but geez, the stories that he told, and other people. People were telling FloJo stories the other day. You know, people go back as to whether they were guilty or not. So you have this image of them. I mean, the media is what it is. You know, the voting for
and
all
I'm
of
I'm sorry things. To we, say we have to leave it there because we're
we
out of time.
Thank you.
Get your point. George Vesey at georgevesey.com. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.